I bet you Pat's wondering, well, why is Marshall calling so early? He never calls me at this time. Good morning, Pat.
No, I figured Mike was off today like we should be.
He was meant to show up.
Are you kidding?
He just decided not to show up.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
You have to
give him his walking papers.
But you know what I think it really is? He's a big Trump supporter, okay? So I bet you because it's President's Day, he took the day off. I bet you that's what happened.
No comment.
Hey, listen, Pat, I've got a lot of friends. I'm not even a liberal. I'm a progressive, okay? I mean, mm-hmm. Being a progressive means I don't get along with half the Democrats, okay? But I'm very progressive. Mike, I've got a lot of friends, probably, Pat, well over half my friends are Donald Trump supporters. And I will not, I don't give up on them. They can have their own political views that I don't agree with. I joust with them all along, I think they try to convert me, and I've managed to stay virus free. The problem with me is that I'm still a Bernie Sanders supporter, and I'll be a Bernie Sanders supporter to the day I die. So I guess you could say, if you want to be nasty to me, you can call me a commie.
Funny that you said that, because, you know, I have friends, too, who are very, very loyal Trump supporters. And, you know, it's very simple. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That's number one.
Yeah.
You can't say anything like that. But, you know, hey, you don't have to tell anybody, no matter who it is, what it is, when a person is off on the wrong track. So, I mean, enough said. You know, just watch the news at night, and that's it.
Watch
the news.
Well, like I said, I'll be honest with you. After the last election, I lost more of my liberal friends than I did more of my conservative friends.
Yeah, and it looks like this election coming up is going to be a couple of years. It's going to be even more interesting. There are more people throwing their hats into the ring than the Pope has cardinals.
Yeah, that's right, and we'll see how many of those cardinals get defrocked over the course of the next 2 years.
Yeah, really, exactly.
Good point. Folks, we're not laughing at that. I just made a slight joke. Now understand that. I apologize if I had offended anybody. All right. So now, Pat, we only have about 3 inches of snow on the ground. Okay.
Right.
But I want to tell you, this ride in, even with my Jeep Cherokee 4x4, which is terrific in snow and everything, it was a very, yes, Kim Slater, you can use that line. She wants to know if she can use the line virus-free that I've just coined on the president. Oh. All right. It was slippery on the way in this morning, and the plows were out, only 3 inches of snow, but it's a wet snow that packed down to like ice right away.
Yeah, it's like they have winter weather advisories out till 4 o'clock. I don't think there was a need to put it out that late because I think any precipitation that's over the area now will end, I would say, by lunchtime.
Yeah.
So, you know, we should be through with it by then. And then tonight, clear and cold. We will be in the mid-teens, tomorrow low 30s, but sunny. And then we'll do it all over again on Wednesday. Clouds increase. We have snow trickling in late in the day, about 30. That snow becomes a wintry mix Wednesday night, and the wintry mix will end Thursday. And the temps could go into the 50s on Thursday. How about that?
Nice. No.
So just think about it. Whatever you do get Wednesday night into Thursday,
yeah,
and then it goes into the 50s, you won't have to worry about a thing.
Now, we're going to get something like this where we get like 3 to 4 inches?
It's hard to say. There's one model, the North American model, the NAM, that's very much more aggressive and is giving us more before it changes over. But most of the other models are not. So I would say it's going to be the same line that the same two or three storms have been. That's what I'm thinking.
So we might get another 2-3 inches before it turns to sleet and freezing rain.
Yeah, and then to rain.
And to rain. And the same thing for the storm this weekend, huh?
That would be Sunday. at the it wouldn't come until Sunday, and that to me looks like more rain than snow.
Okay.
So I'm kind of delighted about that because this is our big premiere weekend.
Oh, that's right, the premiere weekend.
This is the big premiere weekend, and a lot of people are coming, much more than I was hoping for. I mean, we invited 34. That's how many people were in the movie, and we have gotten 28 responses.
You know, that sounds like my second wedding.
Really?
So here's what it is. My second wedding, we invited, I think it was 40 some couples. So it was like 80 some people to show up.
Okay.
I was at the Interlaken. At the end, when I paid the bill, I paid the bill for 90 people. And it was meant to be like 82, 84. So 8 or 6 people ended up coming to my wedding that I didn't invite.
Are you kidding?
No, that was years ago. Well, they probably wanted to actually go there and see that because they didn't believe I was going to get married again.
Oh, okay. So you paid it for more. Well, I mean, at this point right now, we already have confirmation that, you know, these people are not coming. So I don't have to worry about, you know, people showing up that weren't accounted for. So that's a good thing. But still, it's a large crowd. Generally, we average about 20. So this is a little bit more. And, you know, the movie's completely finished. The movie's burnt. Titles are put on. They're in the cases. All of that's done. So that's good. Now it's our problem with arranging seating, which I'll be working on this week. Decorating, which I'm partially working on. And, of course, the menu. And we were thinking, I'm going to make Marshall hungry now. We were thinking of a couple of different things. First, we were thinking Mexican. And then we were thinking about what happened with the red wine 2 years ago. And we said, that's not a good idea with Mexican food because gravy or sauce, however you want to call it, can spill on our rugs. So out with that. Same holds true for any kind of Italian.
I thought you were going to get those glasses that you
have. We have those glasses. That's for wine.
Okay.
Now we're talking about food.
Food. So we're just nothing with the sauce.
Correct. So we are going to go with cold cuts, and we're doing a lot of hot hors d'oeuvres at the beginning, and then we're going to do cold cuts, and we're doing fried chicken. And we'll have a nice salad with that. And, of course, and then there's all sorts of theater candy and popcorn during the movie. And then for dessert, there will be an ice cream cake because two of the people, it's their birthdays. So we'll have an ice cream cake. And I'm going to make my famous Danish pinwheel cookies. So, and whoever else brings dessert. And that should be more than enough. What do you think?
I think that should be much more than enough. But you're going to have a problem. Who's making the fried chicken?
We're not. We're calling out. They're delivering it, and it's coming from Kentucky Fried.
All right. Now, do you have do you realize that their hands are going to get greasy?
Correct. So we have to have wipes all over the place.
That's exactly right. Have those wipes, those moist wipes all over the place.
All over the place.
Otherwise,
yeah.
You're going to have fingerprints on things.
Well, on my couches and upholstery.
And tables and whatever anybody touches, you know. So you got to make sure they use those wipes. That's all.
Right. Good point.
And that's because it doesn't look greasy, but it's once you handle it and people, you know, some people like to bite right in and get through the crust there. Other people like to pick the crust off and stuff.
Right.
It can get very messy, very messy.
Very messy, yeah.
Do you ever think just having pizza?
We thought about that, but again, you got cheese and sauce that could be spilled.
White pizza.
A lot of people don't like that.
So what? It's free.
Yeah, you don't know this crew.
Okay.
You really don't know this crew. So, but we did think of that. Would have been nice and easy, you know. But I think we'll do, you know, with the chicken. Also, I'm kind of hoping that that most people stay in the dining room and don't, you know, take their trays and bring them downstairs to where the movie's being shown. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm kind of hoping. But we should see, you know, I can't turn around and say no one's allowed downstairs while eating. You know, they'll say, what's going on here? You know, he doesn't want us to do this. He don't want us to do that. So, like you said, I'll just make sure that on all the tables, all the end tables, everywhere around, there is a nice little package of wipes.
Or else just put a little tablecloth over here.
I'm not so worried about the tables, you know. I'm worried about the upholstery on the couches. Yeah. Are those little handy wipes easy to buy? Yeah. I mean, do they have them everywhere?
Yeah, you can get them at CVS. I mean, because you know people blow their nose and stuff, and these for people that want to clean their hands. You can get that at supermarkets. You can get them.
Oh, you can get them at good. So yeah. I'll make sure I get them. That's a good idea, Marshall. So that's it, and. I also will show them, before we start the movie, I'm going to show them the two trailers. One trailer to Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte with Bette Davis.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show them the trailer to A Quiet Place and see what their reaction is to both of those movies.
They won't
and by the way, I got to see Green Book over the weekend.
How'd you like it?
Fabulous.
Yeah. I can't
Did
wait.
You see it?
I haven't seen it yet. I wait. It hasn't hit Amazon or Netflix yet.
Yes, it has.
Oh, when did it hit?
Oh, well, it had to hit yesterday because I watched it.
Okay, well, it's funny. I looked for it on Saturday, and I didn't find it. But if it's there, I'll watch it today.
Oh, what a great movie, folks. What a great, great, great movie. It really is. I could see why it's up for awards. The two guys, fabulous. Just true story, too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, then, that's on my agenda. That's on my agenda for today.
Yeah, you go right ahead and...
It must have hit yesterday. That's funny.
I don't know. I just happened to try, and I got it, and I said, oh, thank you, because I wanted to see it before the Oscars next week. This weekend is the Oscars.
Yeah. No host.
No host yet?
No host.
Oh, that's right. A lot of, they're going to have an assortment, right?
Yeah, they just totally screwed that up. Yeah, they just totally screwed that up. Imagine a bunch of high-powered people, wealthy people, and stuff like that, and they're not smart enough to get another host because they ticked off the one host.
By the way, a FedEx package came the other day. I've got to tell you about this. And they opened it up, and it's a beautiful winter coat, navy blue and light blue. And on the left-hand side, it says Gray's Memorial Hospital with a... You know, with a silver cross on it.
Yeah.
Get it?
No.
You know, it was sent to me by the executive producer from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow.
Thanking me for all of my help. And she said that she considers me one of the best.
All right.
I have never gotten gifts. That was the first time. I was completely in awe.
Well, congratulations. You deserve it.
Thank you.
You are the best, but I'm not going to send you any winter coats. It's not in the budget. It's not in the budget.
It's not in the budget.
Maybe I'll send you a Bernie t-shirt that I've got.
thanks.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
My pleasure.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.